All right, this morning I was sitting at my desk. This is 11, 12, 23. I was sitting at my desk yesterday morning after I'd been reading. And man, it just jumped up in me what I'm about to share with you. So I just wrote down what the Lord gave me. It's called The Seed of the Beast.
Is this the prophet's corner? The seat of the beast?
Yep. All right. The whole world has been deceived by the Jews, the ones that say they are, but they are not. I do not know them, for they are of the synagogue of Satan. Jesus talked to John about it on the Isle of Patmos. My church are the real Jews, circumcised in heart and not in the flesh. All that is mine are scattered to the four corners of the earth, and I have sealed them. We see that in Revelation, what, 7? He's sealing the 12 tribes. Yep. The nation of Israel has an iron dome. Where do you think that idea came from? Does it ring any bells? God's firmament? The one they tried to crash through, the one that Hillary Clinton said, we put however many thousands of dents in the glass ceiling, trying to shatter that glass ceiling. Yeah. Satan has no original thought. Satan can only mimic what I have created, for he does not have the ability to create anything. At his best, he manipulates men to do his evil bidding. He has one plan, to exalt himself above me. Isaiah 14, I will. God says, oh no, you won't. All right? His bloodlust is to reign over me, and you see that he has done a good job of reigning over my people. But there are many that have not and will not bow the knee to him. Shortly, he and all his evil minions will bow the knee to me. They're going to the pit. Even a lot of churches have been fooled by these Jews in name only. Most of the Christian church world are supporting the seat of the beast. My people have been duped. Satan has only one agenda, and that is to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't know anything else. Like I said, he beats the same old drum over. I got to looking at the resets in the Bible and the times when Israel went into exile and stuff. There was at least five. There may be more. Some were bigger than others. The exile into Babylon. This is my thoughts. If you notice the Trump rallies, that the president is dropping more and more comms. He mentioned in Florida the Iron Dome, and that we're going to have one of those, and the needles from the sky. Those are the rods of God. It appears he's given reference to the firmament and the rods of God. I challenge you to listen closely to what he is saying and notice the hand movements he's making. He speaks Morse code, and he also uses sign language. One of them goes, bump, bump, bump. That was a code. That was Morse code. All right. The Lord continues, what is happening, even though I have been warning my people by my servants? They have been shouting it from the housetops for a very long time. It is going to be a hard time for some people. They have believed the lie, so it will be difficult for them to believe the truth. The spirit of Antichrist was set in motion when Adam fell and the seed war began in Genesis 3. If you're waiting for a man singular to step up and start doing stuff, you will be waiting forever. That is the problem. My church fell asleep waiting. They would not have fallen asleep if they had been occupying like I told them to do. They would have been awake and working and doing, and they would have discerned the signs of the times. For those listening to this right now, I say, wake up. Come out of your stupor and quit listening to the narrative. Yes, even the Christian Jewish narrative. Satan will always put you at the disadvantage. He is the thief and wants to catch you unaware. Satan is being uncovered for all that he has done over 6,000 years. This is the end game. What you are observing in the end, what you are observing is the end game. The days of my people being manipulated and controlled is coming to an end, and then restoration can begin. What some people don't understand, you cannot implement good into what's the evil that remains. You cannot do it because it's already overtaken the earth, and it will do it again unless it's completely eradicated. And we start from a clean slate. It has to be that way. The day the Balfour Declaration was proclaimed and the Jews that say they are but are not established the nation of Israel, this was the last play in the end game. Their goal, the Antichrist goal, world domination. They are the seat of the beast. All right, if you want to do references on this, look up the Balfour Declaration and the Protocols of Zion. It's bad. The Protocols of Zion is really long, but actually the whole goal of it is world domination. They view you as cattle. You're not worth living. Do anything and everything. You know, there's one, the Secret Covenant I read to you also about all the different things that they've tried to do to us to cause us, our health to break down and all kinds of things, which they're not successful because that's not how it works. It works like by this. Okay.